This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Ian.
And we're going into the holidays. Americans, I'm happy to see, are traveling. I also encountered this today when I went to the bank. The teller was informing me about how they were super busy today because a lot of people are taking out money to go traveling.
Good.
She was not happy about that.
Really?
Yeah.
What a busybody.
I know. I don't intend to really do any traveling, but it's because I'm not one of those, oh, let's go see the whole family sorts of...
Yeah, we're going to travel to the Indian restaurant, I think.
We are. Because we know for sure it will be open. We won't be required to wear masks.
Yes.
And
some businesses are already closed today, as we discovered tonight. We were trying to go and grab some food before the show, and a couple of our usual haunts, the couple of that, one that takes crypto and another that we love to go to, the Jamaican place in town, were closed.
And we hope to have the Jamaican restaurant taking crypto.
Yeah, working
Currently
on
next
it.
Year.
It's going to take some time.
She's going to hate that she hasn't been taking it all of this time.
She's going to be mad, yeah.
But hey, you tried. You gave her everything she needed to know.
But yeah, people are already closed, and it's not even, you know, we're 2 days out. It's not even Thanksgiving Eve at this point.
Yeah, and that's strange to me, because these are the times when people don't want to cook.
You would think.
It seems like this would be the worst time for a restaurant to close down.
Except last week, we heard from actually the very same two places that are closed. Or no, one of the places that was closed, two of them, anyway, said that their business was way down from 1 week to the next. And one of the changes that had been made was the governor here in New Hampshire, His Excellency himself, Chris Sununu, had announced a statewide mask mandate. And it seemed like their business fell off a cliff shortly after that.
That's my suspicion.
But that's weird because they're already in Keene, these businesses, and there already was like a citywide mask mandate.
Oh, but now it's the governor. Now it's a higher level of authority telling them they have to be afraid, so they take it a little bit more seriously. And is it actually a mandate, or is it another suggestion from His Excellency?
Well, it depends on how you read it.
I read it the way I want to, so I hear suggestion.
Actually, it's pretty clearly written. There are a ton of exemptions in this particular mask, quote, mask mandate. So, you know, I mean, if you're looking at mask mandates and comparing mask mandates, it's one of the better ones, but that's not okay because it's still being reported as though it's a mask mandate. It's being talked about in the media as though it's just an across-the-board mandate, and of course what people hear is what they repeat. So when they have conversations with one another, they all talk about how they've heard that there's a mask mandate, or the stores are saying there's a mask mandate. So the media says a thing, the stores say a thing, and the people believe that thing.
It worked here in Keene even before Keene passed the mask mandate.
Sure.
I mean, there were already signs up saying, hey, due to state regulations, you have to wear a mask when entering, but they said no such thing, and now there's one, to some extent.
Somebody posted in the Absolute Defiance Telegram chat, which is one of the places where people are gathering to oppose this stuff. Excuse me.
I haven't actually joined that one. I was at the Absolute Defiance gathering that we had here at Central Square.
You spoke at that one.
That's Footloose, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's now a public Telegram group about that, which is cool.
They're
trying to get off of Facebook because Facebook is taking down all of their events now.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. But before you go on,
they're called Absolute Defiance, and Facebook is, they don't want defiance.
They're the opposite of that. So somebody posted a Market Basket, which, for those that aren't familiar, is a grocery store up in the New England area. Market Basket now has a large, like, stand-up sign out front, you know, like a poster board kind of sign or whatever. And it's got on the sign, it says, to promote customer and associate wellness, then a image, like a clip art image of a mask, check mark. Face coverings are required. thank you for your blah, blah, blah. But then at the top, there's now a bright red, neon red sign that's been added to the sign that says, new executive order by State of NH, with two exclamation marks, and then all in caps, everyone is required to wear a mask. Two more exclamation marks.
There are many businesses that are not honoring any exemptions whatsoever.
Right. Or, so, you know, have they actually read this? I suspect not.
Oh, of course not.
Because if they had read the order, they would know there are a ton of exemptions to it.
Well, the police who are enforcing these orders haven't read them either, as
probably
we learned several months ago when they were pulling somewhere over, and the guy said that an N95 mask was acceptable despite the fact that they were explicitly banned in the ordinance.
Is that
right?
It's
not about actually obeying the law. It's just about virtue signaling. It's just about showing that you want to obey.
Mm-hmm. And that you care about your neighbors.
Because
if you don't wear a mask, you don't care.
There are stores and restaurants that will let you come in if you just pull your shirt up over your face for a few seconds. It's so
ridiculous.
Absurd.
I would rather
wear a mask, however, than to pull my shirt up over my face like a child. They have to feel silly doing that.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan of masks either. But, hey, this whole thing might be going away soon.
Sure, just like after Biden got elected, it was going to go away. Now what?
Well, they have vaccines coming out, and they're hoping to begin distributing them as early as next month.
Mm.
So before Christmas time, you should expect to see these vaccines being rolled out. I dread to think...
I hope to never see one of these vaccines.
Because
if I see they're going to be trying to force it into my veins.
Yeah, I am not getting one of these.
Yeah.
But who knows what the fallout of that is going to be. People are afraid, man.
Well, there's already news that the airlines are developing some sort of an app to confirm that you have received a vaccine.
Alarmingly, there are a fair bit of side effects from the COVID-19 vaccine,
really?
As anyone would have guessed. But what surprises me about this, and again, I'm not an expert, I'm not a biology expert,
but we're just talk show hosts.
We were told several months ago that the whole reason herd immunity wouldn't work was because the antibodies from the virus only last a certain number of time, and it was like 40-something days or something like that, meaning that a person could catch COVID-19 a second time.
Okay.
A vaccine just gives you the antibodies for that virus by essentially giving you a weaker version of it that doesn't have as many symptoms or whatever. It's inert in some way,
okay.
And your body builds those antibodies so that you can't get the virus again. But that those vaccine-caused antibodies should still go away after 40 days.
Well, you're just
going
to have to get another vaccine. Now you have to get two vaccines every year.
You do have to get
two.
Or
three. Or four. Maybe once a month. Maybe everybody needs to get a vaccine once a month just to be safe.
I suspect it's once a month that we'll see. You do have to get two shots with these vaccines from Pfizer and someone else, Moderna's.
There's dozens of these things that are developing across the planet.
And health officials are concerned because once they give you this first shot, the side effects really, really suck. And they're like, people aren't going to come back for the second one. They're not going to come back and
really?
Let us do this to them again. So they're concerned. They say that public health officials and drug makers need to warn people that the coronavirus vaccine shots may have some rough side effects.
Right.
So they know what
you
to
weren't
expect.
Sick yet.
Oh,
now you're going to get sick.
Said both of the COVID-19 vaccines require two doses at varying intervals. She's worried whether her patients, this is Dr. Sandra Freihofer, she's worried whether her patients will even come back for the second dose because of the unpleasant side effects they'll experience after the first shot. She says, we really need to make patients aware that this is not going to be a walk in the park.
Mm.
They are going to know they had a vaccine. They are probably not going to feel wonderful, but they've got to come back for that second dose.
Oh, boy. Side effects. By the way, side effects are just effects that don't get advertised.
That's an excellent point.
These are the effects the drug has. We don't really want to tell you about it, but we kind of have to, so we're going to list them over here as side effects.
Well, Viagra was invented to, like, control blood pressure or something like that.
It had a side effect.
And it had a side effect. They're like, okay, we're going to market this side effect.
Right.
Benadryl was developed for allergies, and now they just take that same thing and put it in Tylenol PMs and advertise it as a sleep aid.
Mm.
So it's definitely a good point. You'll experience high fever, body aches, bad headaches, day-long exhaustion, and other symptoms after receiving the shots. Boy, I gotta tell you, it just sounds so much fun.
Don't forget the side effect of death. I bet you that's one of them, too.
I'm sure it is. Uh-huh. So far as I know, no one has died as a result of getting the COVID-19 vaccine.
At least not that they've said.
But every time they rushed out one of these vaccines, people have died.
Oh, yeah. Good things always happen when you're in a rush in life. Haven't you noticed?
Are you looking forward to getting your vaccine twice? Enjoying the side effects of bad headaches and high fever? 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Early Bitcoin wallets cashing in. Is Satoshi back? Investment expert Dr. Doom calls Bitcoin a store of value. Bitcoin Cash forks. Everything's fine. Bitcoin price surges above $18,000. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Free Bitcoin Cash when you download their wallet at bitcoin.com.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce, and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live, talk radio that you control. The only show where you can call in to talk about whatever's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And I don't know if you're watching the value of Bitcoin, but you should be because it just reached 19,000. It's at least pretty close to an all-time high, if it's not already at an all-time high. We do expect 20,000 relatively soon. But if you don't know anything about it, head on over to Bitcoin.com. It's the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a ton of information neatly organized by your needs. There is no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important world-changing information. But if you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com for latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. So Bitcoin.com, it's your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a sleek and easy-to-use website, Bitcoin.com, that will also give you Bitcoin. I mean, it's a small amount of Bitcoin. I think it's Bitcoin Cash that they give you, to be clear. I don't think they actually give out BTC. But the news is filled with people freaking out over COVID-19, except people are freaking out not so much about COVID-19, but about how Americans aren't concerned about COVID-19 and are actually traveling. I look forward to seeing more people traveling. I don't want to travel. I don't want to actually interact with that many people. But people are traveling, and I'm happy to see that because it means maybe Americans are sick of this. Maybe there is a point at which Americans will no longer just sit in their homes and obey.
I sure hope so. There is a Reuters story that says that it may be millions of Americans are disregarding the public health warnings and traveling ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday, although fewer in numbers than last year. Travelers are flocking to airports and highways against the advice of the Centers for Disease Control, as well as various different mayors of cities and other bureaucrats such as the U.S. Surgeon General and Dr. Fauci.
Well, I mean, people have been dealing with this crap almost the entire year.
And it's not lightening up. It's not getting easier.
No, the government has kept people from their family and their friends largely successfully for almost this entire year. Humans are social creatures. They want to see their family and friends, and they're going to.
I sure hope so, because, you know, otherwise this is going to be the most, and I think it still will be because some people will still be too scared.
Sure.
It's going to be the most depressing holiday season of our lives. I mean, it is just, it won't affect me at all.
I don't know anyone who has changed their plans for Thanksgiving this year as opposed to what they were doing last year.
Really?
I'm sure some people have, but everyone I know, both
they're doing something
here in Keene and, I mean, here in the Keene Libertarian community and where I work, everyone's doing the same thing they did last year.
Well, I mean, we are in New Hampshire, so maybe that's a factor. There was somebody on our chat over at the Matrix chat over at chat.lrn.fm where you can go and join in with other Free Talk Live listeners. And one of the guys there, Sir Kenosha Kyle, his eminence, he says that his family used to be conservatives. He says, my once conservative family has now turned COVID cucks. Aunt is hosting a limited gathering requiring masks and social distancing. So even people who thought their family would stay and, like, do the normal thing, in some cases, they're not.
That's frustrating.
So, yeah, I suspect that's not an uncommon story this year.
Let's go to the phones. We got Mike calling from Gold Bar, Washington. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Before you go, Mike, I just want to invite people to...
Hold on, Mike.
Yeah, I just want to invite people to call in. What's your family doing? Are you guys having the normal thing? Or is it the new socially distanced version, but you're going to have something, but it's going to be all paranoid? Or is there nothing happening at all? So if you want to call in and express yourself, please do. 855-450-FREE. Go ahead, Mike.
Hold on one second.
Oops, sorry,
okay, go ahead, Mike.
The only options I have for Thanksgiving are a bunch of places with snotty-nosed kids. So I'm just going to stay home because I don't even want to catch a regular cold, let alone some other thing. You know, and I don't wear a mask because I'm told to, but I do live in a complex with a whole bunch of strangers, too many of them for my liking, actually. So I wear it just because, and then I don't have to talk to anybody. But I actually called to ask Aria something. And Aria, I hope you don't mind me asking you about this, but Washington State has a new sex education bill that they tried to pass, but I don't think it did pass. And it's seems to be this big controversy because it's like pornographic material in kindergarten. And I'm sure that's not the real case. and I'm not able to really see it well enough to read it and find out what the ins and outs are. But I have to wonder, so what they're basically doing is putting sex education into school at a much younger grade level. And I can only wonder, I don't have my own kids, but when I was 8 years old, if that would have not been a good idea for me to know a little bit more about things that were happening with the neighbor man, if I would have been more educated in the school. I'm just wondering what your take on it is. If you don't know and you don't, would you look into it to...
I am opposed to the public school system being used to raise people's children because the parents can't be bothered to. I think that the conversation about sex is probably best done by parents or other trusted family members rather than by a cold, uncaring teacher. And not that all teachers are uncaring and cold, but I mean, this is not what they're supposed to do. You know, they shouldn't right. be teaching children how to share, that it's a good idea to share, or how to have sex, or how not to have sex. But if there's going to be a sex ed program, it should actually be useful to people. And most of these sex ed programs I've seen are not. They're just going to focus on STDs and create this huge fear campaign and not actually teach people anything useful. Just like drug abuse resistance education. It didn't teach anyone any useful information about drugs.
Well, look, I mean, the government right. goons shouldn't be having school anyway. There shouldn't be anything such as a government school, because then you always have conflicts with one set of groups or one set of parents that wants this curriculum, maybe, you know, the Bible, and then another set of parents that doesn't want the Bible, and then another set of parents that wants sex ed, and then another set that and they're constantly fighting over what the curriculum should be, and it's like, how about we just not have any government schools whatsoever, and then the parents that want really detailed sex said can send their kids to a school that offers that, or the parents that want Bible education can send their kids to that school. So, you know, if you want to avoid this, the best solution is to get your kids out of the government school, and then you do it yourself. On the other hand, as you pointed out, Aria, whoo, you okay? I don't know what that was. Sound like a sneeze or his phone blew up or something like that. I don't know what that was.
No, anyway. It wasn't anything. Thank you. I agree with both of you on both.
Yeah, get the government out of it. That said, I imagine the sex education out there varies wildly, right? Like from,
sure.
you know, imagine the sex education in the Bible Belt.
Oh, I can tell you all about it.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't have it when I was in school, but my ex-wife's younger sister did have to go through it, and it was a straight-up STD fear-mongering. Abstinence is the only way to stay safe. I was like, this is why the rate of STD, this is why the gonorrhea rate in Mississippi is higher than anywhere else in the United States.
This
is why the
it.
Teen pregnancy rate is higher than anywhere else yep. in the United States. It's because you're not teaching these children anything useful. Instead, teach them how to use condoms. That would be, and I don't mean teach them, I mean explain to them how to use condoms. That would be something that would be useful. But no, that encourages them to have sex. Just like, you know, teaching them to stop, drop, and roll encourages them to catch on fire, right?
when I was in sixth grade, we had the genitalia coloring contest. And it was very fun. And it brought a level of humor to the whole thing that some people didn't appreciate. But that teacher was memorable.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Purdue Pharma pleaded guilty on Tuesday to 3 criminal charges, formally admitting its role in the opioid epidemic that has contributed to hundreds of thousands of deaths over the past 2 decades. Purdue acknowledging they had not maintained an effective program to prevent prescription drugs from being diverted to the black market. The deal includes $8.3 billion in penalties and forfeitures, but the company is on the hook for a direct payment to the federal government of only a fraction of that, $225 million. President Trump is issuing a presidential pardon for turkeys, corn, and cob to spare them from the Thanksgiving table at the annual White House ceremony.
On behalf of the entire Trump family, I want to wish every American a healthy and very happy Thanksgiving.
You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump is taking credit after the Dow Jones Industrial Average passed the 30,000 milestone for the first time. Speaking from the White House press briefing room, the president says this is the 48th time his administration has broken stock market records. As positive COVID-19 cases increase across the United States, the NFL is making some changes.
The NFL is tightening its restrictions for mask usage on the sidelines and says it will start disciplining players and teams who don't follow their updated COVID protocols. The league outlined the new mandates in a memo to its teams on Monday, declaring that players must wear masks on the sideline unless they're getting ready to enter the game. The league is also reducing the number of players allowed to travel to a game. And teams will have to limit access to their facilities as well. Starting next week, only players and essential support personnel will be allowed to access a team's facilities. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria and Ian, and we want to know, what are your plans for Thanksgiving? We're going to the Indian restaurant here in Keene that takes cryptocurrency, but we did that last year, too, so that it's not like we're not avoiding any Thanksgiving dinners or anything like that.
No, that's our new tradition. We've had activist Thanksgivings for many years up here, and from what I understand, those are happening still.
Okay.
And just, I don't know, I think the there's one family that's doing it in this area I heard about recently. There's definitely
some
going on.
Would that be the one in Westmoreland?
Yeah. And there's definitely some going on in other parts of the state. So I know there's one over on the seacoast, and there's one in Manchester as well. So those do happen here. And sort of the motivation of that is, for those that aren't aware, we do have libertarians who've been migrating here for the last decade and a half as part of the Free State Project and the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. A lot of these folks are coming without their families. So having the sort of the activist Thanksgiving gives people an opportunity to come together and have that normal kind of Thanksgiving Day thing where people bring a dish or whatever and they share. And that, you know, makes it so people don't have to sit at home by themselves.
Which is good.
It's very nice.
I just don't want to cook.
Me neither.
So, I mean, I've got better things to do.
And I'd rather give Muhammad some business.
I do. So. I would too, man, because he's such an awesome guy. Let's go to the phones. We've got Ingrid calling from Maryland. Ingrid, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Yeah, so I got a COVID mask story.
Really?
So I've been working at a semi-public restaurant bar, and then last Friday they were concerned that the health department was going to come in So she was always like, you know, don't let the health department come in, because it usually was my job that I would let, you know, the regulars come in.
Mm-hmm.
So then last Saturday, I went to the back to talk to a female customer for a few minutes who was having some problems. And then when I came back, you know who was in there?
The health department. Yeah. Shoot. All right. Well, now, why was the health department coming? Was it because people in your establishment are not wearing masks?
Well, we wear masks, but like Maryland, like so our governor, I think it was yesterday that he just announced that he's going to have all these police go after all these businesses to make sure everyone wears their mask.
Mask police. So what are things like there in Maryland? I never hear any news about Maryland. So wait, was there the rest of the story on this? I'm sorry, did I miss that?
So one of the guys was able to talk to the health department, and the only thing, like he said, was that the bartender shouldn't eat food behind the bar. And then he joked with her because she had a Steelers mask on. So if your listeners don't know, like in Maryland, our team is the Ravens. And then Pennsylvania's team is the Steelers, so like he was like, I don't want to talk to a Steelers fan as a joke.
This is the typical stupid crap that is happening with people and their masks, is they have, you know, logos or whatever, and it gives people something to relate to one another about now. I remember early on, we were actually at the Indian restaurant early in this whole COVID situation, and I first noticed this when somebody came in and complimented another person. So instead of what you're talking about, where they're insulting each other over their masks, the opposite happened, where somebody complimented, oh, I really love your mask, and it gave them, you know, sort of the pleasantry sort of interaction that you expect from people to normally talk about the weather or to talk about sports or something like this. In your case, Ingrid, it sounds like they were mixing masks with sports. So masks are just now one of those pleasantries that people who are in the mask world can talk to one another about. Ingrid, thank you so much for the call. I've seen that as well. Nothing irritates me more, though, than hearing customers or coworkers complimenting each other's masks.
Yep.
I just hate it so much.
It's reinforcing of this sort of new normal concept.
Well, maybe this new normal is going to actually go back to normal because of this vaccine. Of course, that's going to require, you know, at least most people to get the vaccine. And it sounds like it's not going to be particularly pleasant. One North Carolina woman in the Moderna study.
It sure won't be pleasant if they try to inject me or my friends with it.
It will not be. She didn't experience a fever, but she suffered a bad migraine that left her drained for a day and unable to focus. Lucky, yes. Having had migraines in the past, no. I would take the fever any day.
Mm.
She says she woke up the next day feeling better after taking Excedrin. Well, that was not a migraine then. Aspirin's not going to help with the migraine. But she added that Moderna may need to tell people to take a day off after a second dose, a day off of work to recover from this vaccine. If this proves to work, people are going to have to toughen up, she said. The first dose is no big deal, and then the second dose will definitely put you down for the day for sure. You will need to take a day off after the second dose. Other nurses and doctors and stuff are said to be in agreeing with this, but they're saying we should talk about these side effects in a more positive way. She said they should use language like response instead of adverse reaction. And that's what really got my attention about this article. It starts off talking about how we need to be transparent and clear about the side effects of this. And halfway through, it changes to we need to reword things. Yeah, we need to change the entire language. Instead of being transparent about it, we're going to be as unclear about it as possible. These are immune responses, said Stitchfield, a past voting member of some committee that I didn't read about. If you feel something after vaccination, you should expect that. When you do, it's normal to have some arm soreness or fatigue, some body aches, and maybe even a fever. It sounds like in some of these trials, might even have to stay home after work, or might have to stay home from work. Mm. If they have to miss 14 days of work, though, that's a huge amount to miss. I think we do have to think about that, the vaccine itself. Man, they should have done some editing here.
Mm-hmm.
While there may be some short-term work loss issues, I do think that has to be balanced with the risk of getting an infection. Stitchfield said that some people in the trials have actually been disappointed when they don't suffer the side effects being reported by others.
They're disappointed?
They think they may have gotten the placebo.
So that's how much they...
Oh, this is under a test. I see, a testing environment where there is a placebo being administered. Okay.
Gotcha. Evidently, yeah, they saved that part for the end.
I see.
So the coronavirus side effects sound pretty much like the coronavirus, but evidently shorter.
So they say.
Right, and who knows what it's actually going to be, and who knows whether it will actually even work.
Well, who knows? Yeah, well, that's the other thing, was the news, I don't know, a week or two ago, was that they were saying that, I think it was Fauci or one of these goons, was saying that, oh, well, even if you get the vaccine, you're still going to have to do all the social distancing and still wear masks, because we won't know and you won't know whether or not the vaccine has actually worked. So what's the point?
I honestly believe that Americans' patience for the masking and the social distancing is at its end.
I hope so.
And that the vaccine will cause all of that nonsense to go away. That's what I'm hoping for. I don't want people to get the vaccine, but I suspect they will. They'll clamor for it. They'll fight each other over it because the doses will be limited at first, and we'll see vaccine shortages just like we saw toilet paper shortages. But people will get it.
And apparently those are happening again in some places.
They are. Amazon didn't deliver some of my items that I've been getting delivered every month for the last 7 or 8 months.
And bad sign.
Like, oh, we can't get it anymore. I was like, oh, well, that's fun. Thanks for the warning about that, by the way, Amazon.
Well, I mean, we all had a warning earlier this year.
That's true, and that's why I've been getting them every month for the last six or seven months in quantities much larger than I need.
Right.
So the CDC, speaking of 14 days off of work because you've been tested positive, what's amazed me about this entire thing is that despite having employees that work multiple jobs, one of which was at a hotel, and despite a lot of our employees being college students, a lot of them going out to bars regularly, going out to restaurants regularly, then me and my crap where I went to a freaking festival and then partied out in Central Square every Friday. Not one single employee there has had COVID-19. Not one. And this has been going on for 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 months. How long has this crap been going on? And I still only know one person who has died while having COVID-19.
That was your fat uncle, right?
Well, I wasn't blood related to this dude. Thank goodness for that.
But he was fat.
He was fat. He was obese. He was diabetic. He did not take care of himself. I mean, the man ate Burger King breakfast every day.
He was probably already
for
on
like
death's
four or
door.
5 years. Oh, for sure. There's a reason he was in a nursing home.
Right.
So he won't be at anyone's Thanksgiving this year. Thank goodness for that. Yeah. Who's coming to your Thanksgiving? Or are you going to someone's Thanksgiving? 855-450-FREE as in Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about anything that is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Ian.
And if you didn't think this dystopian hell was bad enough, I have good news for the people of the United Kingdom. A Freedom Pass is coming.
Oh, finally!
Finally, you have a pass to be free.
So, what does that mean? I can pay the government and beg, and then they'll give me a freedom pass?
Sort of.
Yeah?
Yeah, you have to test negative for COVID twice in a week. And that will hook you up with your freedom pass that will allow these people to live a normal life.
So
you now have to have a license of some sort to, quote, live a normal life.
Well, they already had to have a driver's license, so it's just another license. What's the big deal?
I don't have an immediate counter to that. I don't think people should have to have driver's license.
Indeed.
So it is hoped that the scheme, I like how the Daily Mail keeps referring to it as a scheme. I like that because scheme sounds so shady, right?
It is.
It is hoped the scheme could allow Britons to get back to a relatively normal life. To earn a freedom pass, people will need to get a negative test twice each week. The pass will allow you to mix with friends and family without social distancing or masks. So you
wow.
So it's a permission slip to not wear a mask and not social distance.
So you won't have freedom per se. You'll just go back to the normal level of repression.
Yes.
So prior to March of this year, you'll go back to we'll go back to 2019's level of repression, which is to say the cops are constantly harassing you over other things. Instead of having a mask on, it'll be because you're speeding or because you have a little bit of drugs on you or whatever it was. Well, we'll just go back to treating you like the usual serf instead of the second class serf that we've been treating you as.
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
To earn the Freedom Pass, people will need to be tested regularly, at least twice a week, evidently.
My God.
And provided that the results come back negative, they will be given a letter, card, or document that they can show people as they move around.
So hold on. You're saying that in order to retain the so-called Freedom Pass, you must continue to get the testing?
Yes.
I see. Can you imagine having to spend 2 days a week of your life going and waiting in whatever line you would have to wait in to get one of these tests?
No, but it sounds horrible.
Yeah, it does.
I wouldn't want to do it. The certificates could be stored on a phone, according to sources, and would allow people to live a relatively normal life until the government's vaccination program gets up to speed.
All right, we're going to need to see your freedom pass, miss.
It would even allow Britons to get away without wearing a mask and visit family and friends. Oh, God.
Which means, of course, if you're not wearing a mask, that means that they will then target you and demand to see your freedom pass.
It does. So, can you just forge one of these things? I mean, if it's just going to be stored on your phone...
Well, then you're going to be dealing with a fraud, defrauding the government or whatever that charge is. Where, effectively, if you, for instance...
It's lying to police, right?
Well...
I'm okay with that.
But as far as, like, if you got caught forging something like this...
Okay.
What happens is the state gets really mad. So if you...
Well, of course it does.
So, for instance...
It is allowed to counterfeit.
Right. So if you take one of the things that it provides, say, like a Freedom Pass, or prior to this, it would be, let's say, like a license plate for your car, you can go online tonight and go to at least two different websites that I know of, licenseplates.tv and I think autoplates.something or other, and you can order a custom plate that looks just like a state license plate.
Nice.
Now,
got all the artwork on it and all of that.
The
nonsense?
Whole thing.
Okay.
Embossed,
cool.
Right? It looks proper. It's like a real license plate, except it's not real because it's not made by the state. And so, if you put it on if you just hang it in your living room, it's no problem, right? Like you can have all 50 states. Some people are into that crap, but if you put it on your car. Well, now you're in big trouble. It's not just a misuse of plates. You're then committing a counterfeiting against the state, and now it's like felony level. So for instance, if you want to print up your own license plate and put it on your car because you're a freedom to travel person, I've done one of these things.
Sure.
Right? I made a Shire plate. It's not counterfeiting if you make a Shire plate because there's no state called the Shire.
Right.
Right. So, whereas if you were to put a New Hampshire or Vermont or some other kind of state license plate on there, now you're looking at extra charges because they don't like it when you take their seals or when you take their names or anything like that.
Well, because their seals are sacred to them.
Yeah.
Like they are in any other religion.
Exactly.
It's super important that people respect that little stamp.
Yep. So this is the same thing. If you were to try to counterfeit this, it might work. Until you get caught, and then you're going to go to a prison, and they will definitely put a mask on your face in there.
A source told The Telegraph that they will allow someone to wander the streets, and if someone asks why they are not wearing a mask, they can show the card, letter, or an app. So yes, you nailed it before they got to it, but yes, if you're not wearing a mask, the police will come up to you and ask you why.
It will increase your likelihood of a police interaction.
Excellent point.
Mm-hmm.
It comes after former Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt threw his backing behind the Freedom Pass concept. His proposal suggests far less testing, however, with calls for Britons to be tested just once a month before being given their certificates. He said with proper incentives for people to get tested, self-isolate, and receive a vaccine, that those things might happen. I tried to reword that because it was worded badly.
It's just the slaves arguing over what NASA's rules are going to be. And only one test a month. No, we need two tests per week. No, test them every day. I mean, it's just crazy.
It is, man. And this whole concept of the Freedom Pass is absolutely nightmarish.
Mm-hmm.
His suggestion follows recommendations by behavior experts advising Downing Street, who said those not infected with the virus should be handed paper wristbands to allow them to return to a more normal life. The Behavioral Insights team, also known as the, quote, nudge unit, also suggested...
Wristbands? Sorry. Yeah. So how much is this like the movie V for Vendetta? Did you ever get around to seeing it?
I did, but I stopped once he started torturing...
Oh, that's right. You didn't like that part, yeah.
I just can't support the concept of paying it forward like that.
Well, I mean, it is a fictional character.
I'm not going to support the movie by continuing to watch it.
I gotcha. Well, at least you saw the beginning portions, curfew, right? Because there's a scene in the movie where the girls out past curfew and the guards or whatever they were called, the watchmen or whoever they were, they confront her, and that's where V beats up the guards, the initial part of the movie. So they had a curfew, and it was all about a virus. Right?
It was.
Like, there's a crazy, like, fascist government.
I mean, people have been wondering for years which one of these dystopian nightmares was going to come to fruition. Was it going to be V for Vendetta? Was it going to be Brave New World? Was it going to be 1984? Actually, it's a combination
all
of all of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you do have this entertainment. You have the same movies releasing over and over and over.
Right.
Disney's remaking all of its movies, and they're not the only ones. Every television show you can think of.
They're restarting them.
Yeah,
rebooting them.
They're just all getting restarted. You'll see the same movie that you saw 10 years ago. You'll pay to watch it, and you'll be happy about it. You'll clap at the end. You'll be just like in Brave New World when people consume the same media, same movies, week after week after week.
Yeah.
Didn't notice?
That's a great point.
Intelligence was sort of demonized in Brave New World, and we see that today, where if you post a long response to something somewhere on the internet, the very first thing people say is, oh, that's too long, I didn't read it. They're proud of being too stupid to read a long statement. People hate reading books. All they want to do is watch YouTube and television.
You know, have you seen any of Vin Armani's posts recently?
I have not.
So, listeners who are new to the show may not remember Vin. He was a host here on Free Talk Live when he lived here in New Hampshire. He ended up going back to California due to having another kid, but shortly, maybe about a year or two later, he ended up moving to Saipan and has been there for the majority of this year. Anyway, he's been posting regular, well, I mean, he's always been a regular on Twitter, but recently he's been talking about something he calls the dim age as, like, the overarching kind of zeitgeist to describe what you're talking about here, the sort of dimness of people, that they're exactly what you're talking about. And it's really, he's had some really insightful posts that are in that same vein.
Well, I mean, it started in school, right, where it was uncool to be nerdy.
To be smart,
it was uncool to be smart. And people never grew out of that as they became adults. It just morphed into, oh, well, instead of saying it's uncool to be smart, it's uncool to post a long comment. It's uncool to post this long thing that no one's going to take the time to read, because it's uncool to take the time to read that.
It's uncool to not do what you're told.
Be cool, stay in school, right?
Be cool, obey.
I would disagree.
They have t-shirts with the word obey on them, too.
Do they?
Yeah, haven't you seen that?
I have not.
Those have been marketed for years.
Who has t-shirts to say?
I don't know who makes them, but the word obey, just like you'd see in...
I'm sure there's also some with it, like, crossed out.
No, I haven't seen that.
I want to find some of those.
They exist, but yeah.
So, you can look forward to going to your family for Thanksgiving in the United Kingdom if you have your proper papers in order, and you can show to all of the people that you are certified by the government as being COVID-free.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bang Books at bangbooks.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.